Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I wanted to mention one thing to you before we end in our last few moments of our extra hour today is that, you know, when I first became a believer in quite, well, you know, I guess most of my believing life, you know, I always kind of took the approach is because I saw those who took a different approach was, you know, just tell it like it is and just trust God with the results in regards to just let everybody know your business. You know, make sure you're not manipulating anybody. Just throw it out there. Let them know what's happening. And then let God handle that. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of be an open book before everybody. And it's good. It's good in a sense of understanding that. But there comes time when you got to be, wisdom says, you know, if you share all your business, you're not going to have no business. You know, when God begins to tell you something and give you a strategy for maybe in the workplace, a strategy in your ministry, a strategy for winning souls, whatever it may be, that God's sharing that with you for a reason. And so you have to, when you study the life of David, David specifically sought the Lord every single time, and God would give him a strategy on how, what to do next. But when I think about, you know, in the book of John, the Gospel of John, where Jesus it's John chapter 7, verse 1, and you wouldn't think much about it till you really think about what I'm talking about. You know, he says, Jesus went into Galilee purposely staying away from Judea because of the Jews there who were waiting to be able to take his life. Think about that. He was purposely staying away. He was intentionally strategizing to stay away from a place that he knew the intentions that people had. This is Jesus. I mean, there was a time they were going to push Jesus over the cliff, remember? And Jesus just said, freeze, you know, and he walked out of him and kept on going because his time hadn't come yet. But Jesus, there was a physical effort that had to be exerted to be able to fulfill a spiritual goal. We need to be wise, and wisdom says it's the proper application of knowledge. And so there comes a time when you actually have to win somebody over. There comes a time when you're going to have to not just come out there and just go, this is it. You may have to take your time and present your case and begin to build up and begin to progressively take somebody to a place of understanding what you're talking about so they can make a clearer decision. And that's what I believe, you know, in regards to what we're doing in VFN Radio is that we're just starting a conversation. You know, I want you to actually, you know, hear clearly and understand, you know, what God is doing and saying in this day. We want to seek that together. And begin to purposely, you know, make wise decisions to be able to do what's going to happen next in the earth. And also think about this too. I mean, so some people just say, you know, I'm just waiting for God to move. You know, I'm waiting, you know, God's going to keep me safe. But the word of God tells us in Proverbs, he says, you know, a prudent man sees danger and he prepares. But the one who doesn't, which is the fool, does nothing and he's destroyed. And so there's things that we have to do, you know, and you can go to BG blog. That's bgblog.org. And you can find out more about some of the things that God's been sharing with us. But one of the things I talk about there is prudent preparation. And we'll have some of that also available to VFNTV subscribers soon to be made available to you. But you can get a free subscription by going to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free today. But, you know, we got to be prudent people. You know, we cannot, you know, America's been so blessed that fools can last for a long time. You know, you can be, if the country's not blessed, a fool can't last for long. But if a country's so blessed, you know, that there's so many safety measures to catch you and that you wouldn't be destroyed by the wolves or the lions or whatever that would be out there, that you can literally be a fool for a long time and you can last longer than the typical fool, you know. But we have to understand that, you know, we follow God, you know, and that we have to practically do some things. Like Jesus intentionally stayed away. But when you think about when Paul, you know, they heard that these men who wanted to destroy Paul, these were religious men, by the way, they wanted to destroy Paul. They were standing at the doorway or the gateway to the city, and they were waiting for him to pass the gateway of the city. And so they knew this, and they kept on looking, waiting for, and Paul's going to come through anytime. Paul's going to come through anytime, you know, and that's in Acts chapter 9. And so finally, instead of going that way, which is the typical way for somebody to be able to go outside of the city, they took a basket. Think about a basket. It had to be a big basket because you're talking about a man was going to be in it. A big basket, and they put Paul in the basket, and they lowered him from the wall so he could actually leave the city without being killed. I mean, that was just like Jesus was essentially avoiding Jerusalem or Judea, and Paul did as well. So I want to encourage you this, that to be ready. The reason why you want to abide with the Lord, you can go to iabide.org and find out more about that, is because you want to hear God's strategy. You want to hear what he's telling you every single day. You want to know that God may be telling me that I walked through the gateway today, but tomorrow I'm lowered in a basket. You know, God may be telling you that, hey, go into the city, but the next day he may be telling you to stay away from the city. And it's okay to realize that God protects us through wisdom. You know, he says in the book of Revelation, he says, listen, hear what the Spirit says to the church. The Spirit of God tells us what to do. God leads us. Jesus is our shepherd. And so I want to encourage you. The reason why you're going to need to abide, you're going to need to find out, you know, his survival plan, his strategy, you know, what he wants you to do and what's happening. And so I want to encourage you that as you're abiding with the Lord, you know, you can go to iabide.org and get a simple plan to do that, remember, he's going to give you a strategy. So I just want to bless you today as we close out our extra hour today. I just pray God's blessing over you. I pray fruitfulness and protection over your family, a blessing over your finances, and fruitfulness over your abiding time. Until tomorrow, I'll see you later, VFN Radio.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.